This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing great. I ate a slice of pizza while I was walking down the street before.
All right.
So it's a bucket list item.
What do you mean? You've never eaten a slice of pizza walking down the street?
No, I always thought it was beneath me. Guess what? I'm lowering the bar more and more every day.
It's not beneath you. It's not beneath anyone. Sometimes you need to eat and walk.
Sometimes you do need to eat and walk. And this, you know what I would always opt to do?
What?
Just not eat. Because
Well, that's why you're wasting away.
It is. It is, Tom. But
it's
not
a combination
anymore.
Of all the walking.
Like, I feel great because, normally, look, it's like I was rushing to get here on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
It's like, I really need a slice of pizza. And I was like, I don't want to make Tom wait.
Yeah. Well, good. Good thinking.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't sit in this pizza place.
Blow a gasket.
And then I was like, I'll do it. I'll walk. I'll be one of those jerks. But guess what? I assumed that made you a jerk. But it depends on the pizza. Like, if I was eating, a buffalo chicken slice trying to walk down the street,
right.
Getting buffalo sauce and blue cheese all over my face, you'd be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Or if you're eating, a 7-Eleven pizza.
No, I think that'd be easiest to eat.
Well, those are tiny, yeah.
And it's, like, cardboard. Like, the problem is you kind of need, if you're eating a real New York slice.
Hey, you gotta fold it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you need two hands at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because even when you fold it,
you need two hands.
The front will go
limp. The front limps down. Hey, forget about it.
Yeah. As soon as you bring it to your mouth, it'll limp down, and then all the sauce will get in your beard, and you'll be an asshole, right?
Yeah.
But no. You use two hands. But then I was like, I can't do a two-handed task. Two-handed and one-mouth task while walking down the street.
Why? You keep
Williamsburg, these heavily
trafficked
streets.
Well, you often keep one hand on your pants a la Al Bundy.
Yeah, it's a relaxing.
Yeah, you're like, I'm done with my 9-to-5 day. Hey, pig, I'm going to relax.
You joke, Tom, but you ever put a hand halfway down your pants?
Sure.
It's comfortable for some reason.
Yeah, it is. Like, not touching yourself.
Do you mind yourself. If I... No, no. Do you mind if I do it right now?
Yeah, no. It's certainly... Tim? Tim, you son of a bitch. Don't do it.
Oh,
he's doing it. Oh. Now it's made the whole room...
But I'm not in contact with anything... You know, I'll still shake
untoward.
Your hand.
I'm not going to shake your hand. You could be in contact with some things. You're getting close.
I mean, it's on the outside of the underpants.
Unlike I don't
you,
know
Tom,
that.
I wear underpants.
I don't have x-ray vision. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Try as I might, I don't have x-ray vision.
So you've eaten a slice of pizza while walking down the street?
Yeah, I mean, I would not prefer it for the reasons you said, because mostly for grease reasons.
Yeah.
Like, you need to keep the grease situation, you need to keep a sharp eye on it.
Would you eat a submarine sandwich while walking down the street?
No, come on.
But why not? That's more contained than a slice of pizza.
The only situation I would... eat a Subway sandwich walking down the street is if it was 100 feet long and I had to walk as I was eating it.
Yeah.
Like Pac-Man to get to the end of it.
Why don't they do eating contests like that? Like you see these people eating all these hot dogs.
Yeah, watch
why not make
eat a
one
whole.
Really long hot dog
uh-huh.
and then they have to eat their way down a city block? And then it's kind of like then you can cross a finish line.
No, you know what people would do? Then people would just completely relax their throat muscles and then just not even chew it. And just, you know, the hot dog would just like coil around in their stomach as they forced it down their throat. It'd be a bad, nobody would be happy at the end of it.
Yeah. It would be, and you know those scumbags would like
Joey
lift up
Chestnut.
Their shirt. Yeah, Joey Chestnut, yeah. And you'd see like the coil through his skin.
You know,
that's a hot dog.
That's a big. It's a your rule for walking down the street eating pizza is the rule, the like social rule in Japan with ice cream.
Oh, I would never walk. Well, here's the thing.
You wouldn't walk down the street eating an ice cream cone. That's why they put it in the cone.
Tom, I'll tell you this much.
What?
The only time it's acceptable to walk down the street eating an ice cream cone is when you're on vacation.
Well, and that's when I've been to Japan.
I've been
on vacation.
If it's just a Thursday and you're walking down the street of your hometown eating an ice cream cone.
Whistling a happy tune.
Yeah, get out of here. What's wrong with you? How old are you?
Yeah.
But if you're on vacation, you're not from here. You know what? You're seeing the sights.
Yeah. Well, I still abided by the rules when I ate ice cream in Japan. And I remember I went to the soft serve like cart and they had maybe like 100 different flavors.
At a cart?
Yeah. Including not like a cart, like, you know, not a food truck, but smaller, a food trailer maybe.
Okay.
They had
still seems like a lot of.
They had rose flavored ice cream.
Ah,
rose, the flower.
Yeah, I know.
And
aren't roses poisonous?
No.
A poinsettia will kill your dog.
Yes, and
that's why you screamed at me when I bought you a poinsettia for Christmas last year, Tom.
And put it in a dog bowl.
Yeah.
It's horrific. No. I mean, some plants will kill you. I mean, probably it's not a great idea to eat roses, but I've never smelled a rose and been like, wish I could eat that. That tastes good enough to eat.
I don't think I've ever smelled a rose.
Wow. What? You're so goth, Tim. I can't believe it.
No, goth people like black roses.
That's true, but you've smelled black roses, right?
Smells like licorice.
They also, in Japan, had horse-flavored ice cream, and even that, you couldn't walk down the street licking.
Yeah, licking a horse.
Yeah.
Tom, did I tell you I encountered
it didn't
some
say
wild
if
horses?
If it tasted like the inside of a horse or the outside. I saw on Instagram that you encountered wild horses in
Sweden.
Wild
horses,
you were in
Tom.
Sweden earlier this week.
Yeah, and I rode my bike. Week. I went on a little excursion.
Mm-hmm.
I saw these horses dancing around in the water.
Yeah.
And
nobody in charge.
Nobody in charge. And like I was like, I got to get close to these horses. But then I was like, wait, why would you get close to wild horses of any horse?
No.
And then.
What if they tried to drag you away?
I don't understand.
The wild horses. What if the wild horses tried to drag you away?
They couldn't, though.
Oh, they couldn't?
No, there's no way. Okay. Those wild horses couldn't drag me away.
You say so.
Listen, I kept my distance from the horses.
Yeah, I could tell by your picture.
Yeah, I was trying to zoom in on them, but not enough that it got obviously, you know, blurry from the zoom. I was like, I think people will believe I was pretty close to these horses. And then I was like, why don't I just download a picture from the internet of close-up horses?
Or why don't you just not do any of this?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to impress people? Yeah, I'm real tough. I got close to wild horses. You know what those horses would have done to him? They would have ran away if he got close to him.
I don't know.
They wouldn't have come over and just started kicking you, which is, I know what you think.
What a way to die, though. On my own, in some like remote Swedish land, getting kicked to death by a horse, and I feel like, look, one of us dies, Tom.
Well,
the other one's gonna have to come in the next week and be like, "Hey, Tim died."
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you'd come in and you'd like be like, "He got kicked to death by a horse. Served him right. He was always such a coward about horses, and the thing he feared kicked him to death."
Yeah, I've got $5,000 on that being how you die.
Really? You've made a bet about my death?
Well, you know, Vegas, they take odds for anything.
Tim's death.
Yeah.
My friend, the way my friend will die.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the odds for what's the over under on kicked to death by a horse?
What was the over under on that? What was it? Well, not the over under. What were the odds?
It was 1-2.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I'm not even going to make that much money off of it.
Well, 1-2, you'd lose money, I think.
2-1.
Okay, 2-1.
Yeah, they offered me 1-2 odds. I said, I'll take them.
You just wanted it to happen. Yeah. I just thinking about it.
I was like, well, and now it's on you guys to make it happen. Now you guys know there's some money in it for you if he gets kicked to death by horses.
Yeah. I'm not going to get kicked to death by a horse, Tom. Would you eat a taco walking down the street?
Yeah.
Would you eat a Taco Supreme, though?
From Taco Bell?
Yeah.
If it was in the wrapper, sure. I don't like walking and eating, but it's not a like rudeness thing. It's just like if I'm not on a deadline, then I'm not gonna do it. But in your case, you were on a deadline.
I was on a strict deadline,
which was disappointing me.
I don't want to disappoint you.
And in that case, I mean that's why pizza is pizza. It's meant for walking.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Then why was Robert De Niro holding it when he said, "I'm walking here to the taxi"?
Robert De Niro didn't say that.
Bobby?
That was, what's his face? Dustin Hoffman.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Dustin Hoffman.
It absolutely was.
Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver.
No, that didn't happen. Tom, you're embarrassing yourself here.
What? Am I in the Berenstain Bears universe right now? What happened?
No, the Berenstain Bears thing, the Mandela effect is just people covering up their ignorance.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, the Mandela effect is, I mean, I guess we're not really talking about anything right now, but so many people use as proof of it. They're like, look, here's this old Simpsons clip. They got it wrong, too. And it's like, no, you remember it from The Simpsons. That's why you think this is the way it is.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
There's a bunch of examples of the Mandela effect where people are like, look, here's the Simpsons clip where, like, they make a joke about this. Like, this must be from the universe I'm from, too. And it's like, no, it's just that the Simpsons made this joke about this thing. And that, and you, that's your reference to it.
It's a cartoon. Those people aren't even real.
What?
It's true. Jose Canseco was on it one time, though. He's real.
He's real.
Yeah.
I was reading something. I was reading a bunch about Jose Canseco's brother today because his brother frequently pretends to be Jose. His twin brother frequently pretends to be Jose Canseco at like signings and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Why would? Oh, if anybody's going to pull that tomfoolery, it's the Canseco brothers.
It's the Canseco boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, and I think that's the thing, like, Jose
Look,
is in
the
on
autograph
it.
Signings are the least of the things those boys get into.
Yeah, no, there was some other example that was, like, a more high-profile thing.
I'm not even thinking like high-profile. I'm thinking a more personal thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, his brother did play Major League Ball. Not
really?
As well, but they played on the same team for a little bit.
What?
Yeah. Wow. Looks just like him, too.
In conclusion, eating a slice of pizza while walking down the street, 7.5 out of 10, Tom.
Tim, I'd like to start this segment with a formal apology about the previous segment where I said it was Robert De Niro saying, I'm walking here.
The way you looked at me, Tom. Made me feel
was,
about
he said,
2 inches tall.
You talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm walking here.
Yeah.
It was Dustin Hoffman in Midnight Cowboy.
Dusty Hoffman.
Old Dusty H.
Speaking of Hollywood,
What's
today,
up?
What?
Well, I don't know if I can trust anything that you say about Hollywood now.
Well, you'll have your own say, Tim.
All right.
We're talking this week. There's big Hollywood news. It's all over the rags.
The trades, Tom.
The trades.
Tom, do you subscribe to Daily Variety?
I did for a while.
What? You're not in the movie business?
Yeah, and how am I going to break in if I don't? That's well, I had subscribed. You ever get these emails where they're like, hey, you got a bunch of airline miles. Why don't you trade some miles for mags, baby?
No, you trade those for flights.
No,
you're
man.
Missing out
Why
on the
would
whole
I get
experience.
Flights? I get all these mags, all these magazines. That's how I got you the Western Horseman subscription through Miles for Mags.
Tom, you could.
I can get myself
a plane ticket to Tinseltown instead
Why
of a subscription
I do that?
To Daily Variety.
Why would I buy a plane ticket when I could use this to get myself some magazines I don't read? I can get some joke subscriptions for some friends.
That was very confusing when you got me that Western Horseman subscription. I've never, I don't even like horses, Tom.
Is it up for renewal yet?
Should I don't I? Know. I moved. Oh. I moved to get away from
well,
it.
Well, come on. You didn't, they give you the little cards if you're moving, Tim. It's just going to confuse the next person even more.
Yeah, it is.
But we're talking Hollywood because big shakeup made official today, I believe. We're recording on Thursday. That Ron Howard has stepped in on the new Star Wars movie.
Force Awakens.
Han Solo.
Yeah, okay. So
the Han Solo movie. Untitled Han Solo Star Wars Project is the official name.
All right, so it's called Untitled Han Solo Project.
Yeah.
But, and like you were like, what's it going to be called?
Han Solo Star Wars Project.
You're like, what's it going to be called? But now that Ron Howard has taken over, it's just going to be called like...
Apollo 14.
No, it's just going to be called like Han Solo, The Beginning.
The movie.
Or something. Yeah. Why don't they name things The Movie anymore?
Yeah, when's the last time they've done that?
I don't know.
And every movie that's just The Movie is great.
The Jetsons, The Movie.
Great.
Great. Tell that to my mom who fell asleep in the theater when she took me to it.
Yeah.
I was horrified.
How can you fall asleep? This is so entertaining.
I've never been. I'm mortified, Mom. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life. You slept through the Jetsons the movie in front of all my peers.
I have nothing else to say.
Tiffany played the role of Judy Jetson in that movie, Tom.
You know what? Freaking celebrity voices in movies. I mean... Good for them. They get a fortune from these things. I've never given a flying shit about a celebrity voice in a movie. Give me cartoon voice guys in these movies.
Yeah, give me the guy that does Ren.
Yeah.
And Stimpy. What's that guy? Billy West.
Yeah, give me Billy West.
Just
get
Billy
him in there
West
and do all the voices.
Do all the voices.
Yeah. Anytime there's been, I mean, and this happens all the time with these new computer movies that...
these new computer movies. Yeah, I know.
Every computer anime movie. So like Zootopia and...
WALL-E.
WALL-E. No, not so much WALL-E. Mostly the non-Pixar ones.
Zootopia.
The non-Pixar, the DreamWorks ones are the ones that they pack to the gills with celebrities.
But you know what? It can work. There are times when it works.
It can work, but for me, when I'm watching something like a Zootopia, the whole time I'm going, who is that? Whose voice is that? I know that voice.
Yeah.
And I'll do that for 10 minutes before I give up and IMDb it. And I'm not watching this in the theater.
Yeah, because you should get kicked out for using your phone.
But then as I'm like, oh, that's who it is. And then some other character, I'm like, who is that? Now I know that voice.
Yeah, because it's the kind of thing like, all right, so in Shrek, the donkey was played by Eddie Murphy. But that's
and
like...
Eddie Murphy.
You know that's Eddie Murphy because it's... And like, he just does an Eddie Murphy voice.
Yeah.
But like, it's cool.
He does a cartoonish Eddie Murphy voice.
Yeah, I like Kristen Wiig, but like when I hear her voice in like Madagascar 3 or whatever as one of the penguins or whatever, I'm not classic Wiig right there.
The full title was Madagascar 3, the movie.
I wish I'd go see it. I would like it if they appended the movie to the end of movie titles. That wasn't like a an existing property.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of an example.
White Men Can't Jump, the movie.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say that about all movies, Tom?
There's Street Fighter, the movie, the video game.
Well, that's just confusing.
Yeah.
That's just a way to render Jean-Claude Van Damme in Pixels, right?
Yeah, yeah. He played Guile, the American soldier with a heavy Belgian accent. Anyway, we're talking about Ron Howard.
Ronald Howard.
Opie. TV's Opie.
TV's Richie Cunningham.
TV's Opie has grown up and become Richie Cunningham. No, and become a successful director who's now taken over this new Star Wars movie from a couple of kids who the grown-ups said, you know what, you kids, get the hell out of here.
Chris Lord.
And Phil Miller.
Right.
It's Lord and Miller, I know, are their...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who did the Lego movie and the 21 Jump Street movies. That's their claims to fame.
And, like, a bunch of TV shows, like The Last Man on Earth, right?
Yeah, they executive produced that, and they directed the first episode, I know.
Right. And, like, they've done a million things, right? Didn't they do so? Who were the guys that did that Winter Soldier movie?
That was That was the other.
That was another two boys?
Those were two different boys that did that. But that from,
the
like,
Hollywood Boys Club.
From, like, a similar, like, a TV background.
Okay.
But I don't know if Lord Miller are TV background.
You know what?
Or if they just did The Last Man on Earth.
I don't even care.
But they were fired. Once they were done, pretty much done making the movie, they were like, you know what? Fuck these guys. They're fired.
Yeah, and everybody, like, I feel like the way it's getting reported in my Daily Variety subscription is just like...
Tim, it's not called Daily Variety. It's just called Variety.
No, there's Variety, which is a weekly.
Yeah.
And then there's Daily Variety.
Yeah, but you're reading this on Variety.com.
No, I'm reading it in the Daily Variety paper that comes to my house every
morning.
Comes
to your doorstep?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let's see who's in and who's out in the skeins.
Yeah, what BO is going to be BAFO?
Yeah.
I'll know on Tuesday when the rest of you jokers have to wait till Friday.
What? No, Tim, I think you misunderstand how they update the website versus the paper.
You don't understand. I don't. You keep talking about websites. Like, I don't know about any of that, Tom.
Yeah. What was your point about this?
They're treating them like a... Oh, these two kids, they had to take these kids off these movies. Yeah. Like, these guys have been,
well,
like, responsible for more Hollywood successes in, like, the last
Well,
year.
I think that's what makes it a strange situation, because people are like, oh, yeah, you know what? All these big places, they're hiring, you know, these hot shot young directors. But it's like, no, these guys, like, worked with, like, Lego and Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
And, like, a million, like... on a kid's movie that was universally well received. Like,
not
no,
me, I fell asleep while watching it on a plane.
Like, they're used to dealing within, it's not like, oh, they made an indie that people loved. It's like, no, they made three huge studio tentpole movies that did well.
It's like Jim Morrison said, Tom. Strange days.
It is like Jim. Yeah, this is the kind of situation Jim Morrison wrote songs for.
Yeah.
The Lizard King himself,
Mr. Mojo Rising.
So that's one thing. But then the other side of that take is the people who are like, seems like Kathleen Kennedy's got to go. Where it's like,
oh, that's the Star Wars woman.
Yeah, like beyond Star Wars, she's like the. I believe she became involved with like Amblin. That's like how she got into all this. But
I know who Kathleen Kennedy is, Tom. Of course I do. I read Daily Variety. I'm awoken when it hits my when the paper boy throws out my front door.
But the thing that's
my intrepid retriever. Golden brings it to my bed.
Oh, you don't go out there yourself?
No,
in your,
why
in
have
your
a dog?
Robe?
No, I lay in my bed nude in Daily Variety. I don't put my robe on till 11:30 a.m.
But people are like, well, between that and her like kind of doing the same thing for Rogue One, like, oh, it seems like she's got to go. It's like, oh, Rogue One, the movie that they said they basically reshot, and then it made literally $1 billion.
Yeah, but any movie they put out that says Star Wars on it is going to make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, but it's like they brought in a new person to do like reshoots and everything. They did extensive reshoots. They redid the entire third act, and people love that movie. The people were like, yeah, this movie's great.
I still opted to watch The Intern for the third time on a plane instead of Rogue One, though.
You should watch Rogue One. Well, and actually, the
funny... Well, not if I know that Kathleen Kennedy mucked up the whole third act.
Well, and the funny thing is that the third act is by far the best part of the movie. Like, the rest of the movie drags, kind of.
All right. I don't care, Tom. I came here to talk about Opie. Well,
you call yourself a business insider.
I wanted to talk about Opie.
So anyway, they got rid of...
Imagine Entertainment is what I'm here
for. They got rid of these kids, and they're bringing in Opie.
Not Amblin.
They're bringing in Opie.
Not Lucasfilm.
To clean up. They're bringing
in... Not Disney.
They're bringing in the baby boomer to clean up the millennial mess.
This will be the last time in history that will happen.
Why? I don't think it will be.
I know.
I think
these boomers, man. They think they know everything.
This movie is going to do good regardless, because like you said,
yeah,
the
Star
Wars
movie.
Then
they'll claim.
Then they'll be like, oh, I guess we've just got to, you know, all right, get rid of, Rian Johnson. Get George Lucas back in the chair. Ugh.
I have no beef with anybody. I don't care about these movies. George Lucas, great.
So Ron Howard.
Who is this guy? So I read this name, Ron Howard, in the trades this morning, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Why did they get him? Turns out he has a bit of a history in Hollywood, Tom. Hollyweird.
He does, Tim.
Tinseltown.
You know what's crazy? Ron Howard.
The Big Apple.
Ron Howard's like 63, right?
I thought he was like 100.
It seems like he should be 100 because he was in the fucking Andy Griffith show.
Yeah, but he was a baby.
I know he was still a kid, but even still... Like, this guy was in black and white stuff, and now he's still around.
He's made the transition from black and white to color.
Yeah, and how many people made the transition from non-talkies to talkies?
I mean, he didn't do that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Was he in The Artist?
He was not in The Artist.
John Goodman's made the transition from...
Was John Goodman in The Artist?
Yeah, but I think he spoke in it.
The Artist won the Oscar for the Best Picture, and nobody's ever seen it since.
That's not true. There was a dog in it. That dog's family probably saw it.
That dog's dead now.
Yeah, but its family was still alive.
All their dogs?
Yeah.
Not if he didn't have offspring.
Yeah, I'm sure he had offspring. He was a movie star.
Yeah, they put him out to stud.
I'm sure he didn't he didn't take responsibility for a lot of them, but...
Let me go through some of the things that Ron Howard was in.
He paid $10,000 for a dog. Sort of like his dad's the dog from the Artist.
His dad's The Artist.
Was the dog The Artist?
No.
Well, that's a twist that I'm on board for.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah. I have it at the very end.
it pans out, Tom.
Uh-huh.
It zooms out, and the dog is there. And it turns out the movie you just watched was a canvas, and the dog is holding the paintbrush.
And he's painting it, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're like, the dog was the artist all along.
Yeah, well, and the movie's about, like, who's the artist?
Yeah, and you never suspect the dog.
No.
What were you saying? Something about a man?
Yeah, Ron Howard. Ronnie Howard. Little Ronnie Howard.
Little Ronnie Howard. A boy, but now a man.
Well, when he was a boy. When he was a boy, he was Ronnie Howard.
Yeah, he was on an episode of Dennis the Menace that we watched.
Yeah.
The worst actor in the whole dang production.
Well, he was just starting out.
Yeah, he was like, he must have been like 3 years old.
Yeah, he was very young. This was pretty Andy Griffith.
Tom, Jay North
acted
circles around this kid.
Yeah, well, Jay North, Dennis the Menace, is a very good actor.
Yeah,
well, I don't know why he doesn't get hired anymore.
Nerd accountant.
Yeah, I guess he's not a child anymore. You can't put him in movies.
Yeah,
they should use that 3D technology. Put Dennis the Menace in some of these new movies.
It's true.
Anyway, here's some of the things that little Ronnie Howard was in as a boy. Twilight Zone. He's in one of maybe my favorite episode of Twilight Zone called Walking Distance. He plays the Wilcox boy.
Ah, the Wilcox boy.
Yeah. He's very good in it.
What was the plot of that episode?
It is about I think he's a salesman, and he like goes.
Ronnie Howard,
boy? No, okay. A man. A man who's, I'm sure, long since dead. He goes back to his hometown and somehow goes through like a wormhole and goes back in time. And it takes them a while to realize they went back in time.
This is every episode of the Twilight Zone,
it's not.
It took him a minute to realize he was back in time.
And then he hurts himself as a kid, and that gives him a limp. It's horrible. Mm. Anyway, and I was exposed to this episode by...
Ron Howard.
Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Oh, wow.
I bought the book on tape in the gift store as like a 12-year-old or whatever and listened to it on the ride home.
Wow, Tom.
I've since seen the episode, and it's great. Anyway, Ron Howard was in The Twilight Zone. He was in Dennis the Menace. He was in actually a bunch of Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
He just wanted Dennis's friends.
Yeah.
He was in Dobie Gillis.
The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, yeah.
He was in Gunsmoke. He was in Lassie. He was in The Fugitive. He was in Bonanza. He was in MASH. Everything.
Wow.
He was the star to beat in the 50s.
And then Gary Marshall came along.
And said, I'm going to make you a... Well, no, because he was in Love American Style, which then spun off to become Happy
Days. Yeah, but that's
Gary
Marshall.
Oh, was it?
I mean, I assume. Like, if Gary Marshall created Happy Days, you would think that he created Love American Style. Or the episode. It was an anthology.
Thing, yeah, right? Yeah. It was a weird... And I believe still the show that has had the most spinoffs.
Love American Style? No, Happy Days. Oh, well, they count the spinoffs from Happy Days.
Right.
As spinoffs.
And there were
Love
a few
America.
Other shows that came out of Love American Style.
There we go. Hippies, huh?
Free
love.
He first appeared in The Journey and The Music Man. He was in The Music Man, too.
Yeah, I know.
Then as Opie in the long-running television series The Andy Griffith
Show. You said this already.
Howard later starred.
Are you just reading the Wikipedia page?
In the popular series Happy Days.
We mentioned this already, Tom.
Yeah. Well, there it is again for you.
All right. Repetition. That's how we teach our listeners.
Well, I want them to pass the quiz at the end, Tim. Sorry.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Did you know about the Fonz and the Happy Days Gang TV show?
Was it a cartoon?
It was a cartoon. An animated series based loosely on the TV show Happy Days.
Loosely?
Well, listen. Richie, Ralph.
Ralph Mouth.
The Fonz and Mr. Cool, the Fonz's dog, meet a time traveler named Cupcake and accidentally get stuck in her time machine. The group has various adventures in different times and places as they try in vain to return to 1957.
Now, let me ask you this, Tom. This is an episode about Ronnie Howard.
Yeah.
Was this a Macaulay Culkin and Wish Kid situation?
No.
Was Ron Howard not doing the voice of Richie Cunningham?
Ron Howard did. I think this was before they realized, oh, we don't have to pay these people to do. Kids don't know what voices are.
Exactly. You, however, you watch this show, you'd be like, who is doing this voice?
Yeah. Is that Ron Howard doing that voice? Well, yeah, and I'd appreciate that. Get some unknowns. So then even the people that I know the role, I don't know who's doing the voice.
Yeah.
Just cut out.
Wait, so freaking Henry Winkler came and did that show?
Yeah. I think it was after Happy Days, or at the very least at the end of Happy, after the shark had been jumped.
Right.
Because this was like early 80s. I still have no real clear idea when Happy Days was filmed.
The 50s, I think.
Oh, it's so confusing. They really have to... It's not confusing now. I get it.
And it wasn't confusing at the time. It was confusing to you
children
in the 80s as a child. But
right.
Who cares what some child thinks? Are you like, oh, there's a six-year-old confused about 9/11. Let me go explain it to him. No,
well,
he'll figure 9/11. It out sometime.
Tim, that has nothing to do with it. I'm not worried about kids being confused about when 9/11 happened.
It's right in the name. They should be able to figure it out.
If they did a 9/11 TV show and they filmed it now, but it took place 20 years ago, yeah, then that would be confusing for kids.
Why would a 9/11 TV show take place in 1997?
Because they've got to plan a few seasons out, Tim. Yeah, the first season take place in 2001.
Hubris.
Anyway, so, and then this boy, Lil' Ronnie Howard, he started making movies. I want to go through some of these movies with you.
Okay.
Splash.
That, hey, Tom. Mm-hmm. Some would say
all
that
right.
That movie
turn
really
off
made
Tim's
a,
microphone.
Really made a splash at the box office.
Yeah, and it cemented his career as a director. That's the one with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks and Goldie Hawn? As the
Daryl
mermaid.
Hannah?
Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Daryl Hannah.
The same lady as Goldie Hawn to a 7-year-old Tim.
Yeah.
The blonde lady from movies is what I thought.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, the blonde lady who's in comedies, like Screwball comedies.
They
Screwball,
were both in Screwball comedies.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was confusing, because it was like, oh, they're always in like a comedy with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Cocoon.
Old people went to space?
No, they were aliens.
Oh.
That's another movie where, as a kid,
I
shouldn't have been
you.
Exposed
you thought,
to.
You thought Robert De Niro said, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to believe about Cocoon. I don't think the old people were aliens.
I mean, it was established not that long ago in this show that I thought Bea Arthur was a drag queen the whole time because of confusion as a young boy.
Yeah.
You know, if I was exposed to something, I took it as fact.
Why did you think? Because you saw a drag queen.
Because I saw a drag queen dressed as like at a bar or something. I was going to, it was on like an Entertainment Tonight thing.
Yeah. And you're like, that's Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
And they just said that Bea Arthur's a drag queen.
They didn't say it, but the drag queen did such a good job at I was like, that's Bea Arthur. That's
right.
I didn't even know her name, but I knew it was the lady from Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Cocoon, Wilford Brimley. He's still alive?
No.
No. He went back to the spaceship. They went in cocoons. They were old people, and they needed Steven Guttenberg to.
Why did you call him? Why were you so formal about this? Me and the rest of his buddies just call him Steve.
They need Steven to take him out on a boat, and then they went in cocoons, and then he had to throw him off the boat or something.
My question is, why did they make this movie?
They made two of them.
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg, I think he was like the son-in-law or something.
No, he played the role of Mahoney.
No, But he fell in love with
police officer.
He fell in love with one of the old people's daughters.
Okay, Tom.
But then the old people were aliens, so was the girl an alien? I don't know. I don't think they explain any of these things. I think that's more likely.
I think you haven't seen this movie in 30 years, and you didn't really understand it when you saw it. And maybe we should move on, because you're just recounting a movie that you don't remember.
Here's
very
a movie that I also don't remember that well, but I remember fondly as shit.
Wow.
And you know how fond I am of
fondly
shit.
Fondly A.S.
Willow.
Yeah, a bunch of people like Willow. I don't.
And
think
that's also that's a Lucasfilms movie. So people are saying like, "Oh, this is he's already
yeah,
got."
So
tied.
Was Howard the Duck.
Yeah,
but they didn't. We need to do reshoots. Let's
get George Lucas.
Let's get
back.
Caroline in the City to play Han Solo.
Well, they're not recasting.
Okay.
The cast is fine. What's your problem with Willow? Willow was such a good movie.
I didn't like in the beginning when all the kids said, Dada. Turned it off at that point, or I walked out of the room.
That's what they called their dad, Willow's
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, and I thought that was weird.
Yeah. What was the Mad Mannequin?
I didn't get that far.
That was the other guy. There were the little
was that a children's movie?
Imps or something? It was, I think it was very Star Wars-y, where it was kind of for kids, but kind of not for
it's
kids.
It's just beloved by weirdos, I feel
it's
like.
It's not beloved by weirdos.
It is. Nobody,
it's a good movie.
Nobody likes that movie. Go on.
I like that movie. I very much like the arcade game.
Okay.
Of Willow.
Moving on.
Apollo 13.
That was his next movie after Willow?
No, I mean, it was just, what I have in this list.
Okay. That was a good film.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
You ever hear that? That's what it's from, that movie. Mm. Remember, they had to go up in the vomit comet to do all the zero.
Yeah, it's like, haven't you ever
G's.
Heard of
strings?
Yeah, strings, Ron Howard.
Put some fishing line around.
You
just want to
make Gary Sinise barf all the time? Or did he not go into space with them? Who was the one who stayed behind? Gary Sinise, right?
Was it Gary Sinise who stayed behind?
I think so.
Gary Sinise, Kevin Bacon, Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
Val Kilmer?
No.
It wasn't Tom Cruise.
Hollywood's best boy, Tom Cruise, in Apollo 13.
But Apollo 13 is a great movie. My little brother was obsessed with that movie when we were kids. And so I've seen Apollo 13.
Yeah, but you don't know who's in it?
Times. I mean, I could tell. I told you some of the people that are in it. Sorry, I wasn't a producer on it. I wasn't Kathleen Kennedy on this. I can't name
I'll tell
everyone
you who's not Kathleen Kennedy. John, who is engineering this session, or the intrepid John Perry. And he is losing his mind right now because we know nothing about this topic. And just keeps spouting out false information. And his head has just been, his face has been in his hands the entire time.
And he is Ron Howard's son.
Yeah. John Howard. John Howard. Ron Howard's son.
So I don't know. Other people were in Apollo 13.
When did Ron Howard start wearing these hats?
He's been wearing the hats for a while. Because he doesn't want everybody to know he has red hair.
Now, the whole joke is like, you're bald. He knows that everybody knows he's bald.
Right.
But, like, he has to go on talk shows, and he doesn't want the lights to blind everybody, like the reflection of the lights, right? That's why he has the decency to wear a baseball cap on the David Letterman show?
I don't think that's ever been publicly stated. But I thought this about nowadays, and I kind of thought, like, oh, that's like an old-fashioned thing. People don't do that. But Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel.
What?
The head of Marvel
The
Studios,
yogurt guy?
The yogurt guy. He does the same thing where he's bald, but he wears a baseball cap. Not all the time, because sometimes he's not wearing it, and you can see, oh, yeah, that guy's bald.
Yeah.
But then...
And, there's a point where it's like, I'm rich enough that, like, I'm bald. Go fuck yourself. Right.
Yeah. Or it's like, if you really care, then get a toupee or something. I mean, it'd be amazing if Ron Howard showed up for the first day of
with
this
the Fonz hair. Like
which is like a fucking bouffant.
Yeah.
We're just like, yeah, it's me, Ron Howard. I'm back.
This is what it looked like under the baseball yeah. cap all these times on David Letterman.
Right. Ignore the few times when I was like at the Oscars and couldn't wear a baseball hat and you saw that I was, you know, completely bald.
What about a fedora? Wear a fedora to the Oscars, man.
It's classy. I just don't get when I get if you're like, I'm going to wear a baseball hat forever. But then these guys, they go to these things where they can't wear a baseball hat. And it's like, oh, yeah, guy's bald. All right, stop wearing baseball hats places where it's like very weird for you to be wearing a baseball hat.
Sure.
Or get a wig or get whatever, but like, I don't know.
Apollo 13, good movie.
Or like wear the hat when you're doing the movies, that's fine.
Or wear the hat when you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah. You think a guy like Ron Howard mows his own lawn?
He seems very humble. I will say this about Ron Howard.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't done a lot that I'm super fond of.
He hasn't done a lot?
No. Like, I think he's done good
things. He hasn't done a lot that you're super fond of?
whoa. Let's not say things we don't mean here. Yeah. No. He seems very nice. I'm always rooting for Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I don't know. Are you a big Cinderella Man fan? Are you a big Beautiful Mind fan?
I'm a big Arrested Development fan.
Yeah.
Which he executive produced and narrated.
Sure. I could narrate that, though. It's just reading words off a page.
He does a very good job narrating that show.
He does, but like I could do the same job.
All right, Tim.
It's just reading. How hard is that, Tom?
We read
these scripts every week.
Yeah, that's true.
Word for word, and people love them. I would say this show's more beloved than... Arrested Development.
Yeah, the numbers speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested Development was only a cult hit.
Yeah.
This is a mainstream blockbuster. Mm. Have you ever seen the movie Ransom with Mel Gibson that he made?
Tom, there was 8 months of my life where I was convinced
yes,
that Ransom was the greatest movie that was ever made. That movie chilled me to the bone.
Why? Was this the previous 8 months up until today?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm currently in the 8 months. It will probably extend till the day I die.
You should have been clear that as of this moment, it's 8 months.
Yeah, no, I assume it'll be another 60 years.
Did it just blow your mind that he appeared on what?
I thought you were going to give a spoiler to
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Okay.
That Mel Gibson appears on like Good Morning Fox or whatever. Like
good,
the,
no, no, Good Day New York.
Good Day New York, yeah. The New York Fox affiliate morning show.
Yeah, everybody knows it. Rosanna Scotto.
Yeah. Was she on at the time?
I think she was, yeah.
But I remember as a kid thinking like, wow, this movie's grounded as hell. Because look at
this. This takes place in the world in which we live.
Yeah, he's on Good Day New York just like, you know, local celebrities might be.
Yeah. Yeah, that movie... I saw that movie in the theater, and I came out, and I was like, whew. Like, it was probably a little too, like...
Too real?
The themes were a little too adult, because I was probably... What year was that? 93, maybe?
I don't have the years on this thing.
I'm going to say I was, like, 12 years old, so I was like, whoa, that was, like, a little intense, because, like, they kidnapped this kid and, like, you know, tied him up and, like, threw him in a... You know, like, it was, like, a little rough to see sometimes. And also, they made it...
Well, and you were... it sounds like an especially... pussy kid.
Why?
It was rough to see. Grow up.
I did grow up, and I think the movie Ransom had a lot to
no,
do with
you
it.
Said that this has been that past. So this was 8 months ago.
I didn't like it at the time. I was afraid, Tom, when I saw it. But then I revisited it 8 months ago, and I was like, this is still scary as hell.
Yeah.
But now I identify more with the kidnapper than the kidnapped.
Why?
So now I like it. Because I'm a man now. I was a boy when I saw it, and a boy got kidnapped by a man. You see.
Right now, I know, but I'd hate to be that boy. But now you're a man, and you're like, I can see why you kidnap a kid.
Well, here's the thing.
Hold him ransom.
No, I don't see that. But if
you don't see it to make money, Tim.
Well, guess what?
Yeah,
you didn't make the moral of the story is Mel Gibson's never going to pay you any money.
Yeah,
be it for his kid, be it to suppress tapes of a racist tirade. Mel Gibson does not pay.
That movie, I feel like, was kind of Taken before Taken.
I mean, it was a guy trying to get his kidnapped child back, yeah.
Yeah, but in a, like, a badass way. Because that whole movie, it was, I'm not going to pay you the ransom. In fact, what you're asking for, I'm going to put up as a bounty to get you.
Yeah.
And Rosanna Scotto is here to tell you more.
And now, Rosanna Scotto and the guy with the
white hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next movie, at least on my list, Ed TV.
Ah.
Remember Ed TV?
Yeah, I believe.
That was the Truman Show also ran. That was the one of the classic examples of groupthink in Hollywood.
Matthew McConaughey as
all
Ed
right,
TV.
All right, all right.
Stop. Nobody wants
That's
to hear
he
that.
He loves saying
Nobody
it.
Wants to hear that. And who, Ellen DeGeneres? Was she in that movie?
No, I think it was, what's her name, from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Ooh.
Not Ryan Reynolds. Not my brother Ryan Reynolds either.
Your brother's name Ryan Reynolds?
You know
that. Was 1999?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, that makes sense because that's like, around when I stopped seeing literally every movie that came out of movie theaters. It's like, I'm almost an adult now. I've got to cut it out. I've got to stop going.
What the hell are they doing on IMDb here?
I don't know, Tim. That's why I have my own notes. I don't trust that site.
Tom, first of all, you're thinking of Dharma from Dharma and Greg, Jenna Elfman.
All right, stop nodding, John.
But guess what?
We get it.
Ellen DeGeneres did play Cynthia in the movie. But let me show you, let me just tell you how IMDb lists.
Who am I thinking of from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
Taylor something. She was in Dirty Work.
All right.
Tom, let me.
Well, I can tell you, IMDb, when I searched Ron Howard, the first thing that came up was actor, The Da Vinci Code. I'm like, that's not what he's known for. Being an actor in The Da Vinci Code? Like, what, does he have a line in
he
it or something?
He was a man in a baseball cap crossing behind Tom Hanks at one point.
Yeah.
Outside the Louvre. No. First build in Ed TV, Jeffrey Blake as Keith. Not even Ed.
Yeah, come on. It's
number two,
Ed.
Gail Boggs.
No, Ed was
wife.
Number one on the call sheet, I'll tell you that.
You know who's listed above Matthew McConaughey? And this might have something to do.
Ed Harris?
With Ron Howard, little Ronnie Howard, with his showbiz nepotism here.
Clint Howard?
Nope. Donnie Most.
Who's Donnie Most?
Don Most is Ralph Malph or...
Oh, he's one of those guys?
He's best known, he was Ralph Malph on Happy Days, and he played Benson in Ed TV. Wonder how he got that role.
He was in the dressing room when he saw Ron Howard kill that girl or something. What?
Clint Howard is an interesting.
Clint Howard, and also
he seems like a really nice man.
Clint Howard?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because like he keeps getting hired for things.
You know what the crazy thing is that I didn't realize? Ron and Clint's dad is still a working actor.
Alive?
Yeah. He's almost 90. Rance Howard. He's been in like almost every Ron Howard movie.
And him and Ralph Malph.
And at least according to IMDb, like it seems like he started working because little Ronnie Howard started getting jobs.
Nice. Look, if there's one child actor that ever turned out normal.
Oh, he's maybe the only one.
Yeah, like, yeah, good on you. Put your entire family and Donnie Most in every movie that you direct.
Let me tell you about some of the...
He obviously had a good support system if you didn't become a drug addict.
It's true. He might still be on drugs.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of those guys, one of these old guys that's always smoking the ganj.
Oh, I was going to say that he's one of these guys that like still has Quaaludes or something.
No, Ron Howard never got into
poppers?
That. No. Ron Howard probably tokes up.
Tim, stop.
What?
You're embarrassing me.
Dude.
Rance Howard has portrayed a priest or reverend at least once a year from 1993 to 1998.
Okay, so like 5 years.
But here's some of he's been.
You know what? Ron Howard portrayed an American teenager named Richie Cunningham at least once a year for 5 years.
But he's also been a priest or a reverend a lot more than that. But it was just, you know, that's his longest streak.
Okay.
But listen to this guy's resume that he's been in: Married with Children.
Heard of it.
Seinfeld.
Never heard of it.
Independence Day.
Wait, who did he play in Seinfeld?
Just some guy.
No, but what was
like one episode?
Yeah, but
I don't know. I don't have that information in front of me. Independence Day, where he played a reverend, I believe. Bigfoot, The Unforgettable Encounter. Beverly Hills Chihuahua 2. Problem Child 3, Junior in Love.
Wait, he wasn't even in Problem Child 1 or 2?
No.
How am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to follow who he is?
Also, I didn't know that the subtitle for Problem Child 3 was Junior in Love.
Yeah. It was a TV movie. He played a janitor, though, not a reverend.
Oh, well, you know what Jesus said?
What?
Sometimes janitors are the best reverends.
That makes you think.
Not only that, Tim. Not only does he have a famous dad and a famous brother, now he's got some famous kids who do
what?
Their own acting.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, she went to NYU the same time as you did, Tim. Did you ever run into her at the food court?
No, we were roomies.
You were roomies, Tim.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this?
No, I always thought it was Jeff Rosenstock, because that's who I always saw in your room when I went there.
Yeah, no, we had a triple. It was me, Jeff, and Bryce.
Wow.
Dallas Howard. Occasionally, her Uncle Clint would like show up looking in bad shape, and he'd had to crash on the floor. And eventually, sophomore year, we had to be like, Bryce, you got to go. Your uncle's weirding everybody out.
Well, that's a sad
story. He snored.
Story.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't like...
Howard looks like a snorer.
Yeah.
I think he snored in movies before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I can't throw stones, Tom. I'm a snorer myself.
That's true. I've heard you snore like a goddamn chainsaw.
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods, but the woods are in the room you're in. That's what it sounds like when Tim's snoring. Bryce Dallas Howard.
BDH!
All the Howard kids, I think it's their middle names are where they were conceived,
yeah,
which
that's
is super
terrible.
Gross, right?
Yeah.
Don't
that's something
do that to kids.
That's something that I wouldn't expect from Ron Howard.
Right? He seems way classier than that.
Yeah, and what the hell was Ron Howard doing in Dallas?
Well, so...
Jesus Christ. And also, like, hey, we're in Dallas. Let's have sex.
Well, what else is there to do?
I was going to say, like, oh, maybe he was researching Apollo 13. That's Houston.
Yeah.
Nowhere
Houston
near...
had the problem, not Dallas.
Dallas had the
love president making. Assassinated.
Yeah. And Ron Howard making love to his wife in a hotel. Maybe he stayed at a friend's house. But who has friends in Dallas?
So here's the thing, Tim. Bryce has two younger sisters, Paige and Jocelyn. But their middle name is Carlisle, after the Hotel Carlisle in New York City. So they were named after the hotel there. Not even the city.
Yeah,
the city's one thing.
You can't name your kid like...
New York?
Yeah.
New York. Why couldn't it be Paige and Jocelyn Manhattan?
I imagine.
That's why it's all a bad idea. I mean, at least their names aren't Paige Carlisle Hotel.
Are they twins?
And Jocelyn Carlisle Hotel, yeah.
They're twins?
They're
okay.
Twins. Only one of them, only Paige is an actor.
Okay.
Jocelyn has decided to forego acting. And then Reed Cross, which was named after a specific road. So like they just start getting more and more specific. If this guy had more kids, their middle names would be like penis or vagina. Get it? See, because that it gets more specific. The ones before would be like bed.
Right.
This is my son Brian Bed Howard.
Here's the other thing.
He's named after the place where he was conceived, a bed.
Look, far be it from me to second guess Ron Howard's life choices, because let's see, he's a successful actor. He's the only pretty much child actor that's made the transition to successful adult Hollywood figure.
Well,
right?
And like one of the most successful.
Right. He's a very successful adult actor in adult films, is what I mean. Right. He's a very successful director and then producer. Like if we went through all the Imagine films, we'd be here all night, Tom, and it's really hot.
Yeah, if we
just
sat here imagining films, sure, it would take forever because you could never stop.
No. What I'm saying is, he started Imagine Entertainment. Is that what he does? Yeah, Imagine, yeah. Right? So far be it from me to be like, "Hey, you're doing the wrong thing." But if you're gonna do this and name your kids the middle names where you made love to your wife to conceive these kids, you don't need to, like, make that public. Not, like, did he, like, give...
It was, I think it was mostly Bryce that started doing it.
Okay.
And I think it was probably
like
because
Mario
she...
Lopez cornered her on Access Hollywood and was like, "Why is your middle name Dallas?"
Yeah, I mean, you know how Mario hits with those hardballed questions.
Yeah.
He turns on the heat lamps, really digs into it. I think it's because Bryce goes by Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah, but Dallas is, you know, Diamond Dallas Page. Nobody asks him why his middle name's Dallas.
That's true. You know, it's a classic double standard, Tim. Nobody asks
women
the,
in Hollywood have
nobody,
it, yeah.
And nobody asks the male wrestlers, "Well, where'd your name come from?" She was also, so she's the oldest, but another claim to fame that Ron's got is he was one of the first people to be granted permission to film her birth at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Ah, gross.
But he must have come in there like, "Don't you know where I'm from? I'm from Hollywood. I need to make a motion picture." And he shot it on 35 millimeter.
Did he?
No.
I mean, I can imagine he like had a very nice camera, though. I'm sure it wasn't like a Sony Handycam.
Well, she's like a month older than me, according to IMDb. And I don't know what the technology was when I was a baby. There were video cameras. You know what? They were probably like the first video cameras. He probably had a nice one. Also from Bryce Dallas Howard's IMDb trivia page, Tim. The actor who plays the photographer... I love this. The actor who played the photographer during the crane accident scene in Spider-Man 3 performed magic for her at a birthday party when she was in second grade. Who do you think put that trivia in?
I don't know. It's a mystery. There's a lot of people that could have had that information that would have put that up there. So
it was
could be anybody, any Hollywood insider or journalist.
It was probably Bryce. She probably recognized him.
That was the guy that...
when she was like, you know...
enchanted me when I was in second grade.
When she was like fifth billed on Spider-Man 3, which I forgot she was even in.
All right, Tom. We're running out of time here. You got anything big to say about RH?
Bryce Howard's never consumed alcohol and she doesn't intend to, so keep, you know, don't even offer her. No, I think that's it. I think
we covered it all.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Me
Ron
too.
Howard.
He seems like a really nice man.
He
the
seems
whole
like a
family
nice man.
Seems great.
He started his family. Actually, I was shocked to find this out that like Bryce and all the kids grew up in Connecticut.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm surprised.
That's where boring rich people live, Tom.
No, that's
100%. They seem like a boring rich family. It's cool.
No, it's 100% true. But I'm just shocked that he like was still able to work as much as he did. And
he was a producer. He wrote checks.
No, he directed a lot of shit. He hasn't actually written that much, which I was surprised about.
He's illiterate.
Yeah, well, instead of going to school, he was hanging out with Andy Griffith.
Yeah, and Dennis the Menace.
and Don Knotts.
Yeah, he didn't learn anything from Don Knotts or fucking Dennis the Menace. I'll tell you that much.
Don, can you teach the little redhead boy, can you teach Opie how to read? I don't know. I'll try. That was more Jim Nabors. Anyway, if you like the show, you can check out tcgt.com to find out more.
I don't know why you would, but for the Ron Howard information.
You can check out our Reddit at tcgte.reddit.com. Check out our Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Check out our Twitter at Complete Guide. You can check out me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can check out me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Pal Tim.
And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also by checking out tcgt.com/Amazon for all your Amazon shopping. And tcgt.com/pledge for all of your pledging to us.
For frats, right?
For frats. Yeah, you can pledge to our frat.
Get your butt paddled.
Get your tushy spanked.
We'll do that thing where we'll tie rocks to your wieners.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
TCGT.com.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
Gotta go.
Oh, that's why you didn't get into that frat. TCGT.com/pledge, where you can check out our Patreon and you get cool bonus things like Fast Food Friday and other mini episodes every week.
And if you're doing your shopping, TCG.
I did that already.
Amazon. Did you?
People are sick of hearing about it from you. Are you excited for this Han Solo movie?
No, I wasn't. Not that I don't like Ron Howard.
Yeah.
But I don't like those Star Wars movies very much.
Did you watch? You said you didn't watch Rogue One. Did you watch The Force Awakens?
I fell asleep watching it on an airplane. I do that with most movies that like you like. I'm like, I'll give this a shot.
On an airplane.
Yeah. When it's free. What am I going to spend, what is it, these days, $18 to go see a movie?
Well, it's not playing in the movie theaters anymore, Tim. Rogue One's coming to Netflix next month.
Oh, great. Catch it there. Tom, I have like, I think 6 more seasons of Frasier to get through.
Before you're all caught up with the current season.
Yeah, and then I'll finally be like, okay, now I can watch it live. I'm very excited for it, so I hope nothing comes along that will curse my
Who killed Lilith.
Lilith is alive and well, unfortunately.
All right, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.